Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Everyone's trying to get it right, get it right. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Ah, the weekend. It's almost here.
Almost here.
Man. We live for the weekend. It goes by like that. And on Sunday night, most of us are like, oh, another week is ahead.
Here we go again.
That's right. But we've got the best job because we get to interview newsmakers right here in our backyard, including twins from Northwestern High School. They're doing some big things in college. But welcome aboard to Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:39 here on our great radio program. 79 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning if you are watching us on CN2 or social media.
Remember the names Jaden and Jalen Burris. They're from Northwestern High School. They graduated from Northwestern High School in 2024. They attend Voorhees University. Even more impressive, they won lots of medals, and they brought their medals with them during the 2025 United States of America Track and Field Under 20 Championships. They took place in Eugene, Oregon this summer, the summer of 2025. This meet brought together young athletes from across the country. To be eligible, you have to be at least 14 years old on the day of the competition, and you can't turn 20 at any point during this year. So these two young men are representing Rock Hill very well. So let's welcome Jalen and Jaden Burris to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you both.
Welcome.
Good morning
to
you all, too.
Well, congratulations on all of your hardware. Now, folks can watch us.
Yeah, yeah, so let's hold all that up.
Hold those up. You can hear them clanging. These are great. Oh, man.
Yeah, wow.
These look great. He's got his around his neck, too. So between you two, you've got three each. So six total, right?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. And so your sport of choice happens to be the long jump and the triple jump between you both. So, Jalen, let's first start with giving folks, because it's hard to see height when you're seated. Mm-hmm. How tall are both of you?
I'm 6'1".
And I'm around 6 foot.
He gets you on that one inch.
One inch.
Does he hold that over your head sometimes?
Yeah, he be trying to talk to me crazy sometimes.
But Jaden, you get one up on him because you were born first.
Yes, that's right.
That's it. Well, let's start with you, Jalen. If folks have no idea what we talk about when we mentioned the long jump and the triple jump, mm-hmm. explain to us what that sport is during track.
So the long and the triple jump takes place. Usually the long and the triple is usually near the high jump. So all the jumps are usually in the same place. But the long jump is usually running straight into the pit, while triple jump has more technique to it. It's a three bound type of jump. So
that's the one I could never get in PE. I would be DQ'd.
Jalen, what did you win exactly?
At the U20, I placed second in the triple jump, jumping a 15.8, which converted to feet would be 51 inches.
So that's just running straight as fast as you can. Once you see the line, then you just jump as far as you can.
Actually, the triple jump is a three-bound technique.
Oh, that's what it is. That's when you bump, 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 boom.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know.
So technical.
Yeah. And then, Jaden, walk us through what you won for.
I came second for the long jump, and I also came third behind him in the triple jump. And with the long jump, it's a little less technique with the triple jump running-wise, but in the air, you do have to kind of hold it a little bit longer while you jump.
And then how far did you jump in the long jump?
I jumped 24 feet around 5 inches.
And when we say you competed against other athletes across the country.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you are in the top three when it comes to the long jump and triple jump in the country. This is really impressive. When you make those jumps, obviously you see the score. Mm-hmm. Do you know right then, like, hey, we've got this? Or are you looking at the ones that are close to you in terms of they can't make this, or I know that you can start to calculate what they need to be doing?
Yeah, you gotta kind of keep up with the competition while you're going to, but you really got to focus on yourself as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take it all the way back. Like, when did y'all realize that y'all were good at this? Is this something like that you learned in elementary school PE like the rest of us and you were like good at it? Or were you like playing in the yard and trying to outdo each other and said, hey, how far can you jump? Like, how did all this start?
Well, we didn't start doing triple jump until junior year.
Okay.
Mm.
So
even more impressive. Yeah. We haven't been doing it that long.
Did your coach realize with both of you all that, hey, you need to be doing triple jump? Yeah. Or did you just grow into your height at that point?
Now we've been doing the long since like eighth grade. Okay. And we went to the state junior year. We almost made it 10th grade. So I think junior year we got a little bit better. So I think we were more ready for the triple jump, more so than the coach like put us into the triple jump.
How do you train for something like this? I mean, what is the training? What does that look like?
We do a lot of running as we were sprinting.
You got to keep in shape.
Yeah, you got to stay in shape and be faster.
And it's a lot of core work because while jumping, mm-hmm. you have to hold your core a lot. Mm.
So you have to work on your speed because, right, you want to run as fast as you can down the straightaway. And then to your point, your core, because when you look at the jumpers, you look like you're basically a book folding in half, right? You want to get your legs up as much as you can and then your reach. Exactly. So you work on your core that way. What kind of core exercises do you do? What is that?
We go to the gym around three times a week.
Oh.
So we do multiple different core exercises.
As someone who ran track in high school,
he's trying to get your secrets. Is what
yeah,
you're
no,
doing.
I'm trying.
He's over here flexing. I'm just going to say it. You're not watching.
No, I'm trying
us.
To learn from them. If you look at them, they've got it going on. I'm trying to see what I can learn at my age at this point. So when I ran track in high school, it was always fascinating to see the folks that did the field part of like the jumps and the pole vaulting and the shot put and disc, and that's a big part of it. And it's as we're running around the track, I would always be more interested to seeing what they're doing.
I was thinking maybe I should have been smarter.
Yeah,
I'm about to die running.
Yeah,
maybe I should have done this. That. But that's hard. I mean, this is hard.
That's the thing, right? So I assume people probably look and say, "Oh, that's easy. I could probably do that." Tell us why we're wrong. Why is this difficult? Well,
at first, I thought the same thing until I actually started jumping.
Yeah,
because like when you're running and then like jumping in the air, like when you hold your core, it is a little hard to breathe. During that, so I'll be kind of out of breath after jumping.
Mm-hmm. And they really level to it, too. It's some advanced jumpers out there, most deaf.
Does it hurt when you...
I was going to say, it does take a little toll on your legs.
Does it hurt? Yeah, I would think so. Like, because you kind of fall... Do you fall forward after you land? Like, what does that...
You want to try to stay forward, but then lean back a little bit also at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, leaning back is just your natural, like when you're jumping or falling, you want to lean back to catch yourself on those lines.
To the side.
Yeah. And then what you wear, your shoes, you just don't wear regular tennis shoes, right? No, do you wear spikes?
We have jumping shoes.
Jumping shoes. Mm-hmm. Then they have spikes in them?
Mm-hmm.
When you practice, how do you practice this in terms of, I know we walk through like what you do, but... Once you jump, you jump. Okay. So when you practice, do you do a jump and you mark it, and then you just try the next time to get further than that jump? I mean, how many times can you just practice running and jumping, running and jumping?
We actually don't jump in the pit a lot in practice. It's actually more technical work.
Mm-hmm. Like, but when we do go into the pit, it's more we're working on our phases, which is the steps leading up into the jump. Focus on getting those longer before we actually jump into the pit.
So the long jump, some would say, would probably be easier, right? You're running straight, you hit the line, and you jump. The triple jump is when you go boom. Mm-hmm. And what's the deal with that? Is that just trying to get height at that point when you're doing the more technical part, like the three hops and then the jump?
It's more length than height.
Yeah, more length.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, 5'7". I would never be able to. Can short people do very well in this?
I've seen some short people jumping. Okay.
Now, what is your example of short? Because you're both 6. So what? 5'7". So I get called short a lot.
I say
at 5'7".
That's more average than short.
Oh, thank you. No. I like these boys.
Now.
Yeah, I like them.
Don't call me this weekend, though, and say I hurt my ankle. I was trying to long jump in the yard.
Is it my weekend to take him to the medical center?
Right.
No, I'm going to just follow in the footsteps of Jalen and Jaden Burris because they got it going on. Well, what are you all studying at Voorhees University? We'll start with you, Jalen. What are you studying?
I'm currently a business major.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
I want to start my own business. I want to be a trainer one day for sure.
And then, Jaden, what about you?
Right now, it's sports science. I was looking more towards physical, like, therapy. But I'm considering leaning towards, like, IT tech type thing.
You know, there's job security in both of those, all of those fields, but IT for sure along those lines. What would you say to folks who are hearing this interview that might be rising seventh graders? Because in seventh grade, you can start, you know, doing track either at your middle school or when you're older, you can do it at the high school. That, you know, track seems to be a sport that is welcoming to all kind of abilities, right? Yes, as you just told us, you don't need to be super tall to do the longer triple jump, though it probably will help. But track is a sport where I think a lot of folks who can't maybe they don't have the height for basketball or the built for football. Yes, but track is one that everyone can be part of. What would you say to folks that are looking to find their sport in school and why track might be a good fit for them?
I would say it would be a good fit because, for one, you can stay fit all year round while running track. And
it's so many events to choose from. I feel like anybody can find the right one for them.
Yeah. Well, you all are representing Northwestern High School very well. I know your coaches and teachers are very proud of both of you. You've gone on to do great things at Voorhees University, and that's right here in South Carolina. It's in Denmark, South Carolina. And you're making a name for yourself at the national level. What's the ultimate goal here? I mean, do you hope to make it to the Olympics? Or if not the Olympics, what's underneath that? How far can you take this, your abilities?
I think the goal is to go pro and make the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a far goal either.
Yeah, I think after this summer, it came a little more closer than what you think.
Because I assume the scouts and people for the Olympic team are probably at big events like this.
The places that me and my brother got actually qualified us for the Pan American Championship, which the under 20 team and the pro team would be participating in, but due to some things that's happening in our country, we won't be traveling overseas.
But we would be going against other U20 people across the
nation.
Well, needless to say, we're going to be watching for Jaden and Jaylen, and we're going to say we interviewed them.
Right.
We interviewed them before they made it to the Olympics. So.
When you come back with an Olympic medal, bring that for sure here on Palmetto Mornings.
Sure.
And please just keep us in the loop. We know your mom very well, Sanja Burris, if that name rings a bell. Spent many years here in York County. She still does. And she's celebrating a birthday today.
Yes.
She and her twin sister.
She's also an identical twin.
Yep.
So
congratulations to mom. She's a good friend of the show and just a good personal friend as well. And guys, just really proud of you. This is not easy to do. And the fact that you represented the city of Rock Hill and Northwestern High School on the national stage is impressive. So keep jumping. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
It is 8:52 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 79 degrees.